The Phenomenology of Spirit by G. W. F. Hegel. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Phenomenology of Spirit, written by G. W. F. Hegel, is a philosophical work that examines the development of human consciousness. It is divided into three parts: the phenomenology of consciousness, the phenomenology of self-consciousness, and the phenomenology of spirit. In the first part, Hegel examines the development of consciousness from its most basic form to its highest level of self-awareness. He argues that consciousness is a process of self-discovery, in which the individual must confront and overcome various obstacles in order to reach a higher level of understanding. In the second part, Hegel examines the development of self-consciousness, which he defines as the ability to recognize oneself as an individual. He argues that self-consciousness is the basis for all other forms of knowledge and understanding, and that it is essential for the development of a meaningful life. In the third part, Hegel examines the development of spirit, which he defines as the ability to recognize the unity of all things. He argues that spirit is the highest form of consciousness, and that it is essential for the development of a meaningful life. The Phenomenology of Spirit is an important work in the history of philosophy, and it has had a profound influence on subsequent philosophical thought. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Self-consciousness. Self-consciousness is the fundamental concept of Hegel's Phenomenology of Spirit, which is the process of self-realization through the recognition of the other. This is achieved through a dialectical process of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. Self-consciousness is the fundamental concept of Hegel's phenomenology of spirit. It is the process of self-realization through the recognition of the other. This is achieved through a dialectical process of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. In this process, the individual is able to recognize the other as an equal, and in doing so, gain a greater understanding of themselves. This recognition of the other is essential for the individual to gain a sense of self-awareness and self-understanding. Through this process, the individual is able to gain a greater understanding of their own identity and how they relate to the world around them. This understanding is essential for the individual to be able to make meaningful decisions and to live a life of purpose and meaning. Hegel's phenomenology of spirit is a complex and intricate process, but it is essential for the individual to gain a sense of self-awareness and self-understanding. Through this process, the individual is able to recognize the other as an equal, and in doing so, gain a greater understanding of themselves. This recognition of the other is essential for the individual to gain a sense of self-awareness and self-understanding. Through this process, the individual is able to gain a greater understanding of their own identity and how they relate to the world around them. This understanding is essential for the individual to be able to make meaningful decisions and to live a life of purpose and meaning. Main idea number 2. Consciousness. Consciousness is the process of becoming aware of the world and one's place in it. It is a process of self-discovery and understanding of the world and one's relationship to it. Consciousness is the process of becoming aware of the world and one's place in it. It is a process of self-discovery and understanding of the world and one's relationship to it. Consciousness is a complex phenomenon that involves the integration of multiple cognitive processes, such as perception, memory, emotion, and thought. It is the ability to be aware of one's own mental states and to be able to reflect on them. It is the capacity to be aware of the environment and to be able to respond to it in an appropriate manner. Consciousness is the ability to be aware of one's own thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to be able to make decisions based on them. It is the capacity to be aware of the world around us and to be able to interact with it in meaningful ways. Consciousness is a dynamic process that involves the integration of multiple cognitive processes. It is the ability to be aware of one's own mental states and to be able to reflect on them. It is the capacity to be aware of the environment and to be able to respond to it in an appropriate manner. Consciousness is the ability to be aware of one's own thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to be able to make decisions based on them. It is the capacity to be aware of the world around us and to be able to interact with it in meaningful ways. Consciousness is the ability to be aware of the present moment and to be able to make decisions based on it. Consciousness is a complex phenomenon that involves the integration of multiple cognitive processes. It is the ability to be aware of one's own mental states and to be able to reflect on them. It is the capacity to be aware of the environment and to be able to respond to it in an appropriate manner. Consciousness is the ability to be aware of one's own thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to be able to make decisions based on them. It is the capacity to be aware of the world around us and to be able to interact with it in meaningful ways. Consciousness is the ability to be aware of the present moment and to be able to make decisions based on it. Consciousness is the ability to be aware of the past and to be able to draw on it in order to make decisions in the present. Main idea number 3. Reason. Reason is the capacity to think and understand the world. It is the basis of knowledge and the foundation of truth. Reason is the basis of all knowledge and understanding. Reason is the capacity to think and understand the world. It is the basis of knowledge and the foundation of truth. Reason is the basis of all knowledge and understanding. It is the power to think logically and to draw conclusions from facts and evidence. Reason is the ability to recognize patterns and to make connections between ideas. It is the capacity to analyze and synthesize information, to draw conclusions, and to make decisions. Reason is the capacity to recognize the implications of one's actions and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the consequences of one's decisions and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the moral implications of one's actions and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the beauty and harmony of the world and to appreciate it. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and fairness and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and kindness and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of freedom and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of integrity and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of wisdom and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of knowledge and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of creativity and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of humility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of compassion and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of love and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of respect and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of responsibility and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of truth and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of beauty and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of joy and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of peace and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of justice and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of equality and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of understanding and to act accordingly. Reason is the capacity to recognize the importance of tolerance and to act accordingly. Reason is the main idea. Number 4. Spirit. Spirit is the highest form of consciousness and is the basis of all human activity. It is the source of all creativity and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Spirit is the highest form of consciousness and is the basis of all human activity. It is the source of all creativity and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. According to Hegel, spirit is the driving force behind all human progress and development. It is the source of our ability to think, reason, and create. It is the source of our capacity to understand the world around us and to make sense of our lives. Spirit is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor, as it is the source of our highest aspirations and our deepest desires. It is the source of our capacity to love, to care, and to be compassionate. It is the source of our capacity to be creative and to make something out of nothing. It is the source of our capacity to be inspired and to be moved by beauty and truth. Spirit is the source of our capacity to be free and to be in control of our own destiny. It is the source of our capacity to be moral and to be ethical. It is the source of our capacity to be wise and to be wise in our actions. Spirit is the source of our capacity to be human and to be alive. Hegel believed that spirit is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. He argued that it is the source of our highest aspirations and our deepest desires. He argued that it is the source of our capacity to think, reason, and create. He argued that it is the source of our capacity to understand the world around us and to make sense of our lives. He argued that it is the source of our capacity to be moral and to be ethical. He argued that it is the source of our capacity to be wise and to be wise in our actions. He argued that it is the source of our capacity to be free and to be in control of our own destiny. He argued that it is the source of our capacity to be creative and to make something out of nothing. He argued that it is the source of our capacity to be inspired and to be moved by beauty and truth. He argued that it is the source of our capacity to love, to care, and to be compassionate. He argued that it is the source of our capacity to be human and to be alive. Hegel's concept of spirit is an important part of his philosophy and is a key part of his understanding of the human condition. It is the source of our highest aspirations and our deepest desires. It is the source of our capacity to think, reason, and create. It is the source of our capacity to understand the world around us and to make sense of our lives. It is the source of our capacity to be moral and to be ethical. It is the source of our capacity to be wise and to be wise in our actions. It is the source of our capacity to be free and to be in control of our own destiny. It is the source of our capacity to be creative and to make something out of nothing. It is the source of our capacity to be inspired and to be moved by beauty and truth. It is the source of our capacity to love, to care, and to be compassionate. It is the source of our capacity to be human and to be alive. Main idea number 5. Freedom. Freedom is the capacity to choose and act according to one's own will. It is the basis of all moral and ethical behavior and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Freedom is the capacity to choose and act according to one's own will. It is the basis of all moral and ethical behavior, and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Freedom is the ability to make choices without external constraints, and to be responsible for the consequences of those choices. It is the capacity to think, to reason, and to act independently. It is the ability to make decisions based on one's own values and beliefs, and to be able to live with the consequences of those decisions. Freedom is the right to express oneself without fear of retribution or censorship. It is the right to pursue one's own interests and to pursue one's own goals. Freedom is the right to be free from oppression, exploitation, and discrimination. Freedom is the right to be treated with respect and dignity, and to be able to live in a safe and secure environment. Freedom is the right to be able to live a life of dignity and purpose. Freedom is the right to be able to pursue one's own dreams and aspirations. Freedom is the right to be able to live a life of joy and fulfillment. Freedom is the right to be able to live a life of freedom and autonomy. Freedom is the right to be able to live a life of self-determination and self-realization. Freedom is the right to be able to live a life of freedom and justice. Main idea number 6. History. History is the process of human development and progress. It is the story of the struggle between freedom and necessity and the progress of humanity towards its ultimate goal. History is the story of the human race, from its earliest beginnings to the present day. It is the story of the struggle between freedom and necessity, and the progress of humanity towards its ultimate goal. It is the story of the development of civilization, of the rise and fall of empires, of the growth of knowledge and technology, and of the evolution of culture and society. It is the story of the human experience, of the triumphs and tragedies, of the successes and failures, of the joys and sorrows, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats. Of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats. Of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of The joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and Dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats, of the joys and sorrows, of the successes and failures, of the hopes and dreams, of the struggles and triumphs, of the victories and defeats. Main idea number 7. Nature. Nature is the physical world and the basis of all material existence. It is the source of all physical phenomena and the foundation of all scientific knowledge. Nature is the fundamental source of all physical reality. It is the basis of all material existence, and the foundation of all scientific knowledge. Nature is the source of all physical phenomena, and it is the ultimate source of all knowledge. Nature is the ultimate reality, and it is the ultimate source of all truth. Nature is the ultimate source of all beauty, and it is the ultimate source of all power. Nature is the ultimate source of all life, and it is the ultimate source of all joy. Nature is the ultimate source of all knowledge, and it is the ultimate source of all understanding. Nature is the ultimate source of all wisdom, and it is the ultimate source of all creativity. Nature is the ultimate source of all beauty, and it is the ultimate source of all love. Nature is the ultimate source of all life, and it is the ultimate source of all peace. Nature is the ultimate source of all truth, and it is the ultimate source of all justice. Nature is the ultimate source of all power, and it is the ultimate source of all freedom. Nature is the ultimate source of all beauty, and it is the ultimate source of all harmony. Nature is the ultimate source of all life, and it is the ultimate source of all joy. Main idea number 8. Religion. Religion is the belief in a higher power and the source of all spiritual knowledge. It is the basis of all moral and ethical behavior and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Religion is a complex concept that has been around since the dawn of humanity. It is a set of beliefs and practices that are based on the idea of a higher power or divine being. This higher power is believed to be the source of all spiritual knowledge and the ultimate goal of all human activity. Religion is the basis of all moral and ethical behavior, and it is the foundation of many cultures and societies. It is a way of life that is based on faith, hope, and love. Religion is a way of connecting with the divine and understanding the mysteries of life. It is a way of finding meaning and purpose in life, and it is a way of expressing gratitude and appreciation for the blessings of life. Religion is a powerful force in the world, and it has shaped the course of history. It has been a source of comfort and strength for many people, and it has been a source of conflict and division. Religion has been used to justify wars and to oppress people, but it has also been used to bring people together and to promote peace and understanding. Religion is a complex and multifaceted concept, and it is important to understand its role in the world. Religion is a personal journey, and it is up to each individual to decide what is right and wrong. It is important to remember that religion is not a set of rules or regulations, but rather a way of life that is based on faith, hope, and love. Religion is a way of connecting with the divine and understanding the mysteries of life. It is a way of finding meaning and purpose in life, and it is a way of expressing gratitude and appreciation for the blessings of life. Main idea number 9. Art. Art is the expression of the human spirit through creative works. It is the source of all aesthetic pleasure and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Art is the expression of the human spirit through creative works. It is a form of communication that transcends language and culture, allowing us to express our innermost thoughts and feelings. Art can be found in all aspects of life, from the mundane to the sublime. It is a way of expressing our emotions, our ideas, and our dreams. Art can be used to tell stories, to evoke emotion, to create beauty, and to inspire. It is a powerful tool for self-expression and can be used to bring about social change. Art is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. It is the source of all aesthetic pleasure and is the means by which we can express our deepest thoughts and feelings. Art is a way of connecting with the world around us, of understanding our place in it, and of expressing our unique perspectives. Art can be used to bring about social change, to challenge the status quo, and to create a more equitable and just society. Art is a powerful force for good, and it is through art that we can create a better world. The Phenomenology of Spirit by G.W.F. Hegel is a classic work of philosophy that explores the nature of art and its role in human life. Hegel argues that art is a form of self-expression that allows us to explore our innermost thoughts and feelings. He also argues that art is a powerful tool for social change, and that it can be used to challenge the status quo and create a more equitable and just society. Hegel's work is an important contribution to the study of art and its role in human life. Main idea number 10. Science is the systematic study of the physical world and the basis of all scientific knowledge. It is the source of all technological progress and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Science is the systematic study of the physical world and the basis of all scientific knowledge. It is a process of inquiry and experimentation that seeks to understand the natural world and the laws that govern it. Science is the foundation of modern technology, and it has enabled us to make tremendous advances in medicine, engineering, and other fields. Science is also the source of all technological progress, as it allows us to develop new products and services that improve our lives. At the same time, science is the ultimate goal of all human activity. It is the pursuit of knowledge and understanding that drives us to explore the unknown and to push the boundaries of what is possible. Science is the foundation of our modern society, and it is the key to unlocking the mysteries of the universe. By understanding the laws of nature, we can use them to our advantage and create a better future for ourselves and for generations to come. G.W.F. Hegel's The Phenomenology of Spirit is a classic work of philosophy that explores the relationship between science and human experience. Hegel argues that science is the ultimate source of knowledge and understanding, and that it is the basis of all human progress. He also argues that science is the ultimate goal of all human activity, as it allows us to understand the world around us and to use that knowledge to improve our lives. Main idea number 11. Philosophy is the study of the fundamental nature of reality and the basis of all knowledge. It is the source of all wisdom and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Philosophy is the study of the fundamental nature of reality and the basis of all knowledge. It is an exploration of the fundamental questions of existence, such as the nature of truth, the meaning of life, and the purpose of human existence. It is a search for understanding and insight into the nature of the universe and our place in it. Philosophy is the ultimate source of wisdom, and it is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. At its core, philosophy is a search for knowledge and understanding. It is an attempt to make sense of the world and our place in it. It is a quest for answers to the most fundamental questions of life. It is a pursuit of truth and insight into the nature of reality. It is a journey of discovery and exploration of the deepest mysteries of the universe. The Phenomenology of Spirit by G.W.F. Hegel is a classic work of philosophy that explores the nature of reality and the basis of all knowledge. It is a comprehensive examination of the fundamental questions of existence and the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. It is a profound exploration of the nature of truth, the meaning of life, and the purpose of human existence. It is a timeless work of wisdom and insight that has inspired generations of thinkers and philosophers. Main idea number 12. Politics is the study of the organization of society and the basis of all political knowledge. It is the source of all social progress and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Politics is the study of the organization of society and the basis of all political knowledge. It is the source of all social progress and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Politics is the art of governing and managing the affairs of a state or nation. It involves the formulation of laws, policies, and regulations that govern the behavior of citizens and the functioning of the state. It also involves the management of resources, the allocation of resources, and the protection of citizens' rights. Politics is the process of making decisions that affect the lives of citizens and the functioning of the state. It is the process of creating and maintaining a system of government that is just, equitable, and responsive to the needs of its citizens. Politics is a complex and dynamic field of study that encompasses a wide range of topics, including political theory, public policy, international relations, and political economy. It is a field of study that is constantly evolving and adapting to changing circumstances. It is a field of study that is both theoretical and practical, and it is essential for understanding the functioning of modern societies. Politics is a field of study that is essential for understanding the dynamics of power and the functioning of governments. Politics is a field of study that is essential for understanding the dynamics of power and the functioning of governments. It is a field of study that is constantly evolving and adapting to changing circumstances. It is a field of study that is both theoretical and practical, and it is essential for understanding the functioning of modern societies. Politics is a field of study that is essential for understanding the dynamics of power and the functioning of governments, and it is essential for understanding the functioning of modern societies. Main idea number 13. Education. Education is the process of learning and the basis of all knowledge. It is the source of all intellectual progress and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Education is the process of learning and the basis of all knowledge. It is the source of all intellectual progress and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Education is the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and societies, and it is essential for the development of a healthy and prosperous society. Education is the foundation of a successful and meaningful life, and it is the cornerstone of a just and equitable society. Education is the means by which we can create a better world for ourselves and for future generations. Education is the process of acquiring knowledge, skills, values, beliefs, and habits. It is the process of developing the capacity to think critically, to reason, to understand, and to communicate effectively. Education is the foundation of a successful and meaningful life, and it is the cornerstone of a just and equitable society. Education is the means by which we can create a better world for ourselves and for future generations. Education is the process of learning and the basis of all knowledge. It is the source of all intellectual progress and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Education is the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and societies, and it is essential for the development of a healthy and prosperous society. Education is the foundation of a successful and meaningful life, and it is the cornerstone of a just and equitable society. Education is the means by which we can create a better world for ourselves and for future generations. Education is the process of acquiring knowledge, skills, values, beliefs, and habits. It is the process of developing the capacity to think critically, to reason, to understand, and to communicate effectively. Education is the foundation of a successful and meaningful life, and it is the cornerstone of a just and equitable society. Education is the means by which we can create a better world for ourselves and for future generations. Education is the process of learning and the basis of all knowledge. It is the source of all intellectual progress and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Education is the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and societies, and it is essential for the development of a healthy and prosperous society. Education is the foundation of a successful and meaningful life, and it is the cornerstone of a just and equitable society. Education is the means by which we can create a better world for ourselves and for future generations. Education is the process of acquiring knowledge, skills, values, beliefs, and habits. It is the process of developing the capacity to think critically, to reason, to understand, and to communicate effectively. Education is the foundation of a successful and meaningful life, and it is the cornerstone of a just and equitable society. Education is the means by which we can create a better world for ourselves and for future generations. Education is the key to unlocking the potential of individuals and societies, and it is essential for the development of a healthy and prosperous society. Main idea number 14. Economics. Economics is the study of the production and distribution of goods and services and the basis of all economic knowledge. It is the source of all economic progress and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Economics is a complex and multifaceted field of study that encompasses a wide range of topics. It is concerned with the production, distribution, and consumption of goods and services, and the ways in which these activities are affected by the interactions between individuals, businesses, and governments. Economics is also concerned with the study of how resources are allocated and how decisions are made in the face of scarcity. It is a field of study that seeks to understand how people make decisions, how markets work, and how economic systems interact with one another. At its core, economics is a social science that seeks to understand how people interact with one another in the pursuit of their own economic goals. It is a field of study that seeks to understand how people make decisions, how markets work, and how economic systems interact with one another. Economics is also concerned with the study of how resources are allocated and how decisions are made in the face of scarcity. It is a field of study that seeks to understand how people make decisions, how markets work, and how economic systems interact with one another. G.W.F. Hegel's The Phenomenology of Spirit is a classic work of philosophy that explores the nature of human consciousness and its relationship to the world. In this work, Hegel argues that economics is an important part of understanding the human condition. He argues that economics is a necessary part of understanding the human condition because it is the basis of all economic knowledge and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Hegel's work provides an important insight into the importance of economics in understanding the human condition. Main idea number 15. Culture. Culture is the shared beliefs, values, and practices of a society and the basis of all cultural knowledge. It is the source of all social progress and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Culture is the foundation of all human progress and development. It is the source of all knowledge and understanding, and the basis of all social interaction. It is the shared beliefs, values, and practices of a society that shape the way we think, feel, and act. Culture is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor, and it is through culture that we can create a better world for ourselves and for future generations. Culture is the expression of our collective identity and the embodiment of our shared values. It is the way we communicate, the way we interact, and the way we express ourselves. It is the way we learn, the way we grow, and the way we create. It is the way we build relationships, the way we form communities, and the way we shape our future. Culture is the source of our creativity, our innovation, and our progress. It is the source of our strength, our resilience, and our hope. It is the source of our joy, our love, and our peace. It is the source of our understanding, our empathy, and our compassion. Culture is the foundation of our humanity, and it is through culture that we can create a better world for ourselves and for future generations. It is the source of our progress, our growth, and our evolution. It is the source of our strength, our courage, and our resilience. Main idea number 16. Language. Language is the system of communication and the basis of all linguistic knowledge. It is the source of all communication and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Language is a powerful tool that allows us to express our thoughts, feelings, and ideas. It is the foundation of all communication and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Through language, we can share our experiences, knowledge, and beliefs with others. It is the bridge that connects us to one another and allows us to understand each other. Language is the key to understanding the world around us and to forming meaningful relationships with others. G.W.F. Hegel's The Phenomenology of Spirit emphasizes the importance of language in understanding the world. He argues that language is the basis of all knowledge and understanding. He believes that language is the medium through which we can comprehend the world and our place in it. He also argues that language is the key to understanding the self and the world around us. By understanding language, we can gain insight into the nature of reality and our place in it. Language is a powerful tool that allows us to express our thoughts, feelings, and ideas. It is the foundation of all communication and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Through language, we can share our experiences, knowledge, and beliefs with others. It is the bridge that connects us to one another and allows us to understand each other. Language is the key to understanding the world around us and to forming meaningful relationships with others. Main idea number 17. Technology. Technology is the application of scientific knowledge to practical problems and the basis of all technological progress. It is the source of all technological progress and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Technology is the application of scientific knowledge to practical problems. It is the basis of all technological progress and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Technology is the driving force behind the advancement of civilization, allowing us to create new tools, machines, and systems that make our lives easier and more efficient. Technology has enabled us to explore new frontiers, develop new medicines, and create new forms of communication. Technology has also enabled us to explore the depths of the universe, unlock the secrets of the atom, and create new forms of energy. Technology has revolutionized the way we live, work, and play, and it continues to shape our lives in ways we could never have imagined. G.W.F. Hegel's Phenomenology of Spirit is a philosophical work that examines the relationship between the individual and the collective. Hegel argues that the individual is part of a larger whole, and that the collective is the source of all progress. He believes that technology is the ultimate expression of this collective spirit, and that it is the key to unlocking the potential of humanity. Technology is the means by which we can create a better world, and it is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Technology is the driving force behind the advancement of civilization, and it is the key to unlocking the potential of humanity. Main idea number 18. Ethics. Ethics is the study of moral principles and the basis of all ethical knowledge. It is the source of all moral progress and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Ethics is the study of moral principles and the basis of all ethical knowledge. It is the source of all moral progress and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Ethics is concerned with the nature of right and wrong, and the principles that govern our behavior. It is the foundation of our moral values and the basis of our moral decisions. Ethics is the study of how we should live our lives and how we should interact with others. It is the basis of our moral judgments and the source of our moral obligations. Ethics is a complex and multifaceted field of study. It involves the study of moral philosophy, the study of moral psychology, and the study of moral sociology. It is the study of the moral principles that guide our behavior and the moral values that we hold. It is the study of the moral principles that govern our relationships with others and the moral values that we share. It is the study of the moral principles that guide our decisions and the moral values that we strive to uphold. Ethics is an important part of our lives. It is the basis of our moral decisions and the source of our moral progress. It is the foundation of our moral values and the basis of our moral obligations. It is the study of how we should live our lives and how we should interact with others. It is the basis of our moral judgments and the source of our moral obligations. Ethics is the study of moral principles and the basis of all ethical knowledge. Main idea number 19. Law. Law is the system of rules and regulations governing society and the basis of all legal knowledge. It is the source of all social progress and is the ultimate goal of all human activity. Law is the foundation of all social progress and the ultimate goal of all human activity. It is the system of rules and regulations that govern society and provide the basis of all legal knowledge. Law is the cornerstone of a just and equitable society, and it is the responsibility of all citizens to uphold the law and ensure that it is respected and enforced. Law is the foundation of a civil society, and it is the duty of all citizens to ensure that it is respected and enforced. Law is the basis of all social progress and the ultimate goal of all human activity. It is the system of rules and regulations that govern society and provide the basis of all legal knowledge. Law is the cornerstone of a just and equitable society, and it is the responsibility of all citizens to ensure that it is respected and enforced. Law is the foundation of a civil society, and it is the duty of all citizens to ensure that it is respected and enforced. Law is the foundation of a secure and prosperous society, and it is the responsibility of all citizens to ensure that it is respected and enforced. Law is the foundation of a secure and prosperous society, and it is the responsibility of all citizens to ensure that it is respected and enforced. Law is the basis of all social progress and the ultimate goal of all human activity. It is the system of rules and regulations that govern society and provide the basis of all legal knowledge. Law is the cornerstone of a just and equitable society, and it is the responsibility of all citizens to ensure that it is respected and enforced. Law is the foundation of a civil society, and it is the duty of all citizens to ensure that it is respected and enforced. Main idea number 20. Love. Love is the emotion of strong affection and attachment and the basis of all relationships. It is the source of all emotional progress and is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor. Love is an emotion that is deeply rooted in our human nature. It is the foundation of all relationships, and it is the driving force behind all emotional growth and development. Love is the ultimate goal of all human endeavor, and it is the source of all meaningful progress. It is the emotion that binds us together, and it is the emotion that gives us the strength to overcome any obstacle. Love is the emotion that gives us the courage to take risks and to strive for greatness. Love is the emotion that gives us the power to make a difference in the world. Love is the emotion that gives us the capacity to be compassionate and understanding. Love is the emotion that gives us the ability to forgive and to move on. Love is the emotion that gives us the capacity to be kind and generous. Love is the emotion that gives us the courage to be vulnerable and to open our hearts to others. Love is the emotion that gives us the strength to keep going, even when the odds are against us. Love is the emotion that gives us the power to create a better future for ourselves and for those around us.